Well, I'm pretty sure there's probably a lot more than 800 black spots in rural and regional areas, and I want to make sure that everybody has a full opportunity to be involved in this. And, you know, if we can at least get communities activated and perhaps working with their local governments and even contacting providers themselves, then to be perfectly frank, it might be possible to actually move this forward a lot quicker than just relying on people that have got a lot of money and a lot of time to put in submissions, which a lot of other people don't.
At what point does it become viable for a telco to put in a new mobile tower? Is there some kind of critical mass that needs to be reached?
Well, this is a really interesting question, and part of the difficulty is that it's not just about building a new tower, it's also about making sure that you can link into a network so that you can do what they call backhaul, or basically connect those calls back into the rest of the network. And so the complexity relates not just to the cost of building that base station and maintaining it, but actually making sure that there is actually a business case going forward for those providers to be able to sustain their service in the future. And so what we're trying to do is to encourage people to actually start thinking about it like the businesses think about it. Just, you know your area better than anyone else. You know how many residents are there, how many people travel through, whether there's lots of truckies or whether there's lots of travellers that come at different times of the years. And you also know what kinds of businesses operate in your area and how reliant they are on mobile services. So what we're suggesting is that, you know, it's possible that people could present their own business case and actually, together with help from local governments and councils, perhaps entice the providers to come out to these areas that are so-called unprofitable.
What does a reliable mobile service mean to a community, to a household that isn't able to, like you and I, take a mobile phone for granted?
Well, I think, you know, it's well documented that particularly in rural and regional areas where there may be a higher degree of possibility of natural disasters, that in fact there's a great benefit from having a mobile network as a backup to your fixed services if you've got them. And so, you know, it's not just getting the broadcast emergency messages out, it's also when one service, either your mobile or your fixed, goes down, that there's more possibility the other one has survived a natural disaster. It's pretty important when there has been something really bad happen in your area that you get connectivity straight away, because one, everybody wants to know what's happened to their family members and their friends, but not only that, but you need to get access to services at a bare minimum, insurance and all sorts of other things. So that's just one example, and that doesn't even go into, you know, those are the unusual circumstances. That's not going into the issue of, you know, how you can have so much better business opportunities and expansion opportunities for your businesses if you have great connectivity.
And I'm just thinking of a recent example in North Queensland. There's a small town of Greenvale, which is right on the highway between two major centres. Accidents, they happen quite regularly, unfortunately, on our highways. And to have no mobile phone access just makes the retrieval and the possibility of recovery so much more difficult.
Exactly right. And the other thing is that you don't know when you're going to get coverage, like how far up the road is it going to be? Could you just, you know, walk 100 metres and it'll work? Or do you need to wait and flag a motorist down to help you? So, you know, yes, highways comes up quite a lot. Major routes comes up quite a lot. And, of course, the other one that comes up quite a lot is major routes that are actually leading you to health services such as a hospital. So, once again, the emergency scenario. There are so many reasons why we would benefit from having mobile coverage in places where it's not at the moment. And I guess that's why I think it's important for local people to speak up. And that's why we're trying to promote this hotline. And one of the things you can do is register a black spot on a highway where you know there's been lots of accidents, where it is, you know, particularly busy freeway or, you know, highway area that lots of truckies are going on or lots of travellers frequenting it. And so send in the information about black spots, because this database will actually be used by industry providers, you know, putting their tenders together for the government coverage program, black spot coverage program. And also the expectation is the telcos have to match the government funding dollar for dollar. So, you know, I think it is really worthwhile for people to do this, and it's not guaranteeing that you'll get coverage in that black spot, but it's at least something proactive that you can do right now.
Realistically, how far will the $80 million that's been set aside by the federal government for building new mobile towers go?
Sure, it's not going to go enormously far, but the thing about it is, and this is another reason why it's so important for local people in regional areas to know about this program, is that if you can get partnerships together, if local councils can actually work out in-kind contributions such as access to services and land, and also, you know, making sure that there are locations that are favourable to the community, that there's not going to be a dispute because the tower is going in a wrong location. So if people are actually working together, that reduces the costs and also makes it more attractive across the board. And that, of course, also is, it's very hard to say exactly how much one specific tower might cost, because it does really depend about what other parts of the network they can link into and whether, in fact, NBN might actually be able to be used in some way. So, no, this is not going to solve all the problem, but what we'd really want to encourage people to do is to form partnerships and to start to work out what they can actually do as well, so that it's not just relying on the telcos to come to you, but us actually taking more of a proactive stance.